Hey, Andy, did you hear that the Kingfisher's wife is going to Philadelphia for the weekend?
Yeah, I heard something about it.
Yeah, and she leaving the Kingfisher all alone in the big city.
Well, all I can say is the big city better look out, because that Kingfisher...
The makers of Rinso bring you the Amos and Andy Show. Philadelphia is a wonderful city to most people, but not to George Kingfish Stevens. His wife's relatives live there. And as we join Kingfish and Sapphire now, they are at Pennsylvania Station, where Sapphire is about to board a Philadelphia train for a 3-day family reunion to celebrate her Aunt Emma's wedding anniversary. The Kingfish has come down to see her off.
George, I'm going to feel embarrassed at this family reunion without my husband along. Won't you change your mind?
Now, look, Sapphire, we done already been over all of that. I admit that relatives has got a right to be repulsive. But with you relatives, I'm going to tell you their privilege is being taken for a beating.
Now, wait a minute, George. There's nothing wrong with my relatives.
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with your relatives. Take your Aunt Emma, for instance. Now, there is a nice, friendly type. She got all of the personality of an ingrown toenail.
George, you stop insulting my relatives. What about your own?
Yeah, at least my relatives don't force themselves on you.
Oh, they don't, huh?
No.
Well, what about them two nieces of yours who wanted to come up from Georgia to visit us this week? And that reminds me, did you telegraph them that I'd be away and not to come?
Yeah, of course I sent them the telegram. I sent it last night and told Mary and Jane not to come up to New York.
Well, I'm certainly glad.
Yeah, well...
Attention, please. Philadelphia Limited, leaving on track 12, gate now open.
That's you, Sapphire. Better get going, honey.
Yes, George. And by the way, do you have enough money?
No, I ain't, honey.
Well, that's good. Then you won't get into no trouble. Goodbye, George. I'll see you.
Sapphire, honey, me. Alone in New York for 3 days, and all I got is 48 cents. Oh, well, better get moving. Ain't gonna make no money down here at the depot. Oh.
Maybe this man can help us, Sadie.
Yes. Excuse me, mister. Can you tell us where the Traveler's Aid Society is located?
Traveler's Aid? Let me see now.
Well, you see, we just arrived in New York, and we thought they might help us to find a place to stay up in Harlem for a few days.
You don't happen to know somebody who would have a vacant room, do you? We only need it till Sunday night.
Sorry, the only vacant room I knows is at my place, and of course that is out of the question.
Please, miss, if you got a vacant room, won't you let us have it?
Sorry, it's absolutely impossible to rent you my place.
We'll pay you $5.
Here's the key to my front door.
But what about you? Where are you gonna stay?
Oh, don't worry about me. I got a friend that I can talk into letting me stay with him. Come on, girls, I'll show you the way. Now, Brother Andy, we are supposed to be friends, and so far, we ain't been making the most of it.
We ain't, huh?
No. You know, we ought to get together, and we ought to know each other better. We ought to be visiting with each other.
Yeah, well, you was here visiting with me now, and we're still friends, ain't we?
Wait a minute, though, Andy. The kind of visiting I'm talking about ain't just the sitting kind of visiting. It's the sleeping kind. Yeah, Andy, old pal, how about me and you having a pajama party? Just a joke.
Oh, sure. That's all right. With Sapphire away for the weekend, I'd be glad to come over to your house and sleep with you.
Now, hold on, Anna. What I had in mind was sleeping at your place.
Oh, no. No, you don't, Kingfish. When you sleep with me, you twist and turn. Your feet end up where your head ought to be. Not only that, I remember the last time you stayed with me. You dreamed you was riding a bicycle and you pedaled all night.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong? You was using my ears for the pedal. Oh, no, Kingfish. There ain't a chance of you staying at my place.
Well, Anna, look like I better tell you the truth, son. Look here, I done rented our apartment to a couple of gals till Sunday night for $5, and I gotta stay at your place. And I tell you the truth, I'll give you $2.50.
Where's our pajamas? Wait a minute. Hello, Amos.
Hello there, fellas. How is you?
Hello there, Amos. Sit down, son.
I thought I'd find you here, Kingfish. This telegram just came for you over at the lodge. I thought I'd drop it by here.
Telegram, huh? I wonder who that could be from. Let me see here. From Sapphire.
What'd she say, Kingfish?
It say here, Aunt Emma has got flu. Returning tomorrow. Let you know later what train. Hey, wait a minute. Sapphire gonna come back tomorrow.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
Yeah, what's the trouble, Kingfish?
Well, it's a long story, Amos. Look, Ander, I gotta rush right over to the place and get them two gals out of there.
Well, I'm telling you now, Mr. Kingfish, we ain't gonna get out of here.
Yeah, well, I just done told you the jam that I was in. You gotta get out.
We ain't moving out for you or nobody else.
That's right. We ain't going no other place because we ain't got no other place to go, and you can't put us out.
What do you expect us to do? Sleep in the park?
Yeah, well, when you come to think of it, what's wrong with that? Out in the fresh air all night, see the beautiful sunrise, policemen patrolling up and down protecting you. Yeah, if I didn't have a lease on this house, I'd move out there myself. Yeah, Yeah, can I help you girls pack up now?
Listen here, mister. We ain't leaving here for you or nobody else till Sunday, and that's final.
Oh, me. Who can I get to move out of their apartment and get them gals a place to sleep? Well, hello there, Shorty. Glad you ain't got nobody in the barbershop here today.
Hiya, Kingfish. What's the matter? You sure do look worried.
Oh, I just done had an argument with two gals, Shorty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm in plenty of trouble, and you is the man that can help me.
Yeah, well, I'll be glad to do. I'll do anything. I'm your friend. You can count on. You don't have to. I ain't got a dime.
No. Listen, it ain't got nothing to do with money, Shorty. You see, my wife done left town for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I went ahead and I done rented our apartment to two gals while my wife was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing is, my wife coming back unexpectedly, and I can't get the gals out.
Yeah, well, nothing can happen. Everything's going to be all right. Yeah, there's no need to worry. You don't have to worry about you heading for the hospital.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to stay clear of at the minute. You
mm-hmm.
see, I was just up to see these gals, and they won't budge from my place unless I get them some other place to stay. Now, how about you moving out of your place?
Yeah, oh, nothing doing, Kingfish, nothing doing.
You mean that you ain't going to give up your place?
Yeah, that's right, Kingfish, I just can't do it.
Yeah, well, how is I going to get them gals out of my apartment if I can't find another place for them to live? That's what's got me.
Yeah, well, tell me this, it ain't got nothing to do with the OPA, is it?
The OPA, say, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Shorty. Mm-hmm. You done give me an idea here. Say, tell me this. Just what does the OPA do? That's what I want to know.
Well, yeah, the OPA does, what the OPA does, you see, they take the house, I mean, the rent, they figure the rent, you know, the house that you live in, you see. And what the OPA do is the house in 1942 is what they, you see what they do, what they do is nobody knows. Nobody knows. You see what?
Well, anyway, Shorty, look here. You done give me an angle that I needed. Now, look here. I know exactly what I'm going to do. This OPA thing is great. Say, tell me this. Do you know where I can find Andy Brown?
Andy Brown? Well, yeah, he was over the office. That is, I seen him at that pool at the law. I mean, he was. I ain't seen him for 3 days.
Kingfish, this is the craziest idea that you ever thunk up.
But, Andy, it's my only chance to get the gals out, and you got to do it for me.
Oh, listen, Kingfish, I can't go up to them gals and tell them that I is an official of the APO.
Andy. Is OPA. Now look, Andy, all you gotta do is to be a cool-blooded guy with a glassy stare in your eyes.
Oh, you mean like the fellas behind the cigarette counters?
Oh, no. You don't have to be that cool, Andy, no. Yeah, but you got the idea.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether I ought to do it or not, Kingfish.
Oh, Andy, it's simple. Just do it the way the real OPA men's does it.
Well, what do they do?
Well, you just goes up to the house there. You is official, and you got an official notice in your pocket showing that the gals is evicted out now.
Oh, wait a minute. Where does I get that notice?
Well, now, let me see. We got to fix up one. We got to get something that's official looking.
Like what?
Well, say, wait a minute. I got it, Andy.
Yeah?
Look here. It just so happens that me and Sapphire's marriage license is here in my desk drawer. We'll change the words on that.
Yeah, but listen, don't you need your marriage license to show that you was married?
Son, I carry scars for that purpose.
I done rung the doorbell, Kingfish. Now, do you think these gals really gonna think that I is from the OPA?
Oh, sure, Andy.
We was pretty smart, all right, the way we changed your marriage certificate to look like an eviction notice.
Yeah, wait a minute, I hear him coming.
Yeah.
Oh, it's you again, Mr. Steele.
Yes, it is. I'd like to present Mr. Andrew Brown here. Miss Brown happens to be the head of the OPA and vice president in charge of evictions for Harlem.
The OPA?
Yeah, if you don't mind, we'll just step inside, get your foot in the door there, and stick it in there.
Excuse me for protruding, but I didn't catch the name.
Well, I'm Sadie Gibson.
Sorry, that's going to be a little unpleasant, but let's get down to business here.
I suppose you're here to try and put Darth and me out of the apartment.
To tell you the truth, miss, it's all right with me personally to let it go, but Mr. Brown here insists on putting you out. He is the meanest, the cruelest man the OPA done ever had. Tuffy Brown, they called him.
What's the matter, Sadie? What's happening?
Oh, Mr. Stevens here again, Dorothy. This is Mr. Brown from the OPA, and he's going to put us out.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Tuffy. Say something cruel.
Hello, Dorothy.
Look here, Mr. Brown. We made a bargain, and we paid our rent. Now, how can the OPA put us out?
Yeah, they can't do that to us.
Before Mr. Brown loses his temper here, I better read you this eviction notice. Give it to me, Mr. Brown.
Here you is.
Yeah, now, see here. Listen to this carefully, girls. Yeah. Be it known to the parties concerned that we is gathered here today to join in holy eviction from these premises. Sadie Gibson and Dorothy Hall, who is of legal age and who is united as roommates in the premises of George Kingfish Stevens, and by the power vested in the OPA, they says that the above gal swears to love, honor, and obey this notice, and as tenants is hereby pronounced null and void, unquote.
Well, Dorothy, I guess this means we gotta get out.
Yeah, but where can we go? Where can we go?
How about going to the Orpheum Theater with me?
Yeah, with that triple feature bill they got over there, you could stay there till almost Sunday.
Well, the least you could do is give back our rent money.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, wait a minute. Andy, I done spent that. There ain't nothing in the OPA eviction notice about giving back money.
Now, hold on, Kingfish. How can you be so cruel and heartless with these two poor, homeless, beautiful little gals?
Oh, now, Andy.
Now, don't Andy me. As the head of the OPA, I hereby orders you to give back the money to these little gals. At least enough to pay our way to the Orpheum.
Well, now, look here, Andy. We've got to get them out of here. Now, let's not run this OPA thing into the ground.
Yeah. I'll get it.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, is this a... Wait a minute. Is this the Stevens residence?
The Stevens residence?
Well, wait a minute. Give me that phone. Wait a minute. Hand me that thing. Hello?
Hello. Is that you, George?
Sapphire, yeah. Just thinking about you, honey.
Say, George, who was that gal that answered the phone?
The gal that answered the phone, or the gal that answered the phone, that's one of my nieces from Georgia, honey. Yeah, one of my two nieces. That's exactly what it was.
Seems they never got the telegram not to come.
Oh, your nieces. Well, as long as they're coming, I'm stuck with them. Tell them I'll be home in about 3 hours. I'm catching the noon train.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll meet you at the Pennsylvania station, honey. Goodbye.
Sapphire, huh?
Oh, yeah, and...
And now she thinks that these two gals is your nieces, huh?
Yeah, now look, say, gal, I suddenly got a brand new proposition for you. That was my wife on the phone, and she coming back from Philadelphia. Now, so you can stay here till Sunday if you just will pretend you was my two nieces, Jan and Mary.
Now, wait a minute. Pretending we is your nieces is only going to get us into a family brawl.
You're right, Sadie. We'd be taking too big a chance. Come on, let's pack and get out of here.
Oh, now, hold on, gals. Look here, you got to stay, please. Now, please, I got to have two nieces.
The answer is still no. We is leaving.
Well, now, ain't I really in trouble? If Sapphire don't meet two nieces when she get back here, she really going to be suspicious. Andy, you got
to
help me.
Wait a minute, Kingfish. It was bad enough playing the head of the OPO, but I'm telling you right now, I ain't going to play no nieces.
Leave it to George Kingfish Stevens never to give up without a struggle. Since he told his wife, Sapphire, that the girl who answered the phone was one of his two nieces from Georgia, he was faced with the problem of producing them if he expected Sapphire to swallow his story. And how did he do it? Well, he got his friend Andy to get two other girls up to the Stevens apartment to impersonate Jane and Mary, his nieces. And as we join him now, he is at Pennsylvania Station with Amos, awaiting the arrival of Sapphire from Philadelphia.
Hey, look, Kingfish. I guess the people from Philadelphia train is coming up the ramp now. Yeah, and I certainly hope that Sapphire believes this thing I done cooked up for. Yeah, well, I don't know, Kingfish. Personally, I think that you was doing the wrong thing trying to palm off some fake nieces on her. Well, not if I can get away with it, I ain't, and I thinks I can. Just before we come down here, Amos, I phoned Andy, you see. He say he got two gals in the apartment. Now, I ain't seen them yet, but he say he got them all rehearsed and everything. The thing really looked foolproof.
Yeah, but I bet you ain't gonna fool Sapphire none.
Quiet, Amos. Here come the battle axe now. Here we is, Sapphire, darling. Here we is.
Well, hello, George. Amos, it sure was nice of you to come down with your taxi cab.
Oh, glad to do it, Sapphire. Here, let me take your bag.
Yeah, do that, Amos. It's too heavy for Sapphire. Come on, honey. Let's get on home. My nieces is dying to meet you. They're wondering what you look like.
Well, I've been wondering what they look like, too. By the way, what do they look like, George?
What do they look like? You know, the usual things. Arms, legs, standard equipment, yeah.
Well, George, so these are your two nieces. Ain't you going to introduce me?
Oh, yeah, honey, introducing you right now. Now, this one right here is, this one.
Yeah, Sapphire, this one is Mary, and this one is Jane.
Hello, Sapphire.
Like I told you, in Amos's taxi on the way up here, the gals unexpectedly got called back to Georgia, so they better be going now, I think.
Yeah, come on, nieces, come on.
Oh, wait a minute. There's still time for us to get acquainted here a little before they catch the train. You know, girls, I was just thinking, for sisters, y'all don't look nothing alike.
Well, I can explain that to you. You see, not looking nothing alike kind of running the family. Even their father and mother don't look nothing alike. You know. Ain't that right, gal?
That's right, Aunt Sapphire.
Just thinking, Anna, maybe we better get the two nieces started for the depot.
Oh, there's still plenty of time to visit with Mary and Jane. I got lots of things to ask them.
Before we get into that, I'm going to take my nieces into the kitchen and make them some lemonade.
Well, hurry back, because I'm just dying to talk to them.
Yes, I is too.
Wait, darling. Dorothy. Before we ring Mr. Stevens' bell, let's get our story straight.
Listen, Sadie, I still think we's going to get into trouble coming back here to pretend that we is his nieces.
Well, he begged us so much after that phone call from his wife, we can't leave the poor man in a spot like this. Nothing will go wrong as long as we just remember that you is Mary and I is Jane.
All right, then ring the bell.
Okay. And don't forget to let Mr. Stevens do most of the talking. We'll just agree with everything he says.
Yes? What can I do for you?
Well, I guess you is our Aunt Sapphire. We is Mr. Stevens' two nieces.
Yeah, you know, the ones from Georgia.
Nieces from Georgia? Well, come on in, but I think this is going to be a big surprise for your Uncle George. Oh, George, forget that lemonade and come on in here. Right this way, girls, in the parlor here.
Come in, Aunt Sapphire.
Uh-oh, where's my hat?
Did you want me, honey?
Yes. I wanted you to know that two more nieces has just arrived from Georgia.
Yeah, I's Jane.
And I's Mary.
And I is leaving.
Come back here, Andy. Now, George Kingfish Stevens.
Oh, that's my full name, honey. Full name, yeah.
Yes. Looky here. We're going to have a showdown right now.
Well, now, look here, honey. I can explain everything.
You're going to have to. You two nieces in the kitchen. Come on in here.
Come on, Aunt Sapphire.
What is it, Aunt Sapphire?
Look here, George. How is it that after all these years you've been telling me you got two nieces, you all of a sudden comes up with four of them? And this better be good.
Well, now, tell you what. Now, listen, honey, baby. Let's go easy with this. Now, let's take the thing two nieces at a time. Now, I take these two nieces here first. They is the daughters of my sister Genevieve, ain't you, gal?
That's right, Aunt Sapphire.
And what about the other two?
Yeah, well, I just come into them now. They is the daughter of my other sister that I ain't never told you about.
That's right, Aunt Sapphire.
What other sister, George? What's her name?
Her name. You know, I never could remember her name, and that's why I ain't never told you about her.
Is you gonna ask me to believe that?
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna ask you, but you could sort of volunteer to.
Yeah, well, now that everything is straightened out, I guess I'll run along.
Sit down, Andy.
Yes, thank you.
And now, George, while you is still able to talk, I'd like to know how come your two sisters named their daughters here Mary and Jane.
Yeah, well, now, the reason for that was, say, by the way, gals, did your mothers ever mention why to name you both Mary and Jane?
No, Uncle George. Why?
Yeah, well, Sapphire, any more questions you want to ask the gals there?
Look, George, you ain't getting away with this. But the last time I...
Yeah, I'll get it, honey.
No, you won't. Everybody stay where you is.
Yeah.
Well, what do you two want?
We's Uncle George's two nieces.
Yeah, I's Mary and she's Jane.
Two more nieces, huh? All right, come on in and line up with the rest of them. Right in here, girl.
Uh-oh, Andy, these is my real nieces.
Kind of crowding up on us, ain't they?
Yeah.
Well, George, now you has got yourself six nieces, all named Mary and Jane.
Yeah. Honey, look like nieces got to run in my family, don't it? Yeah.
Speaking of running, that give me an idea.
Wait a minute, Anna. Now, listen, honey. Take it easy. Stay where you is, will you?
George, come out from behind them nieces.
Oh, sweetheart, honey, put down that desk lamp. Think what you might do with it.
All right, then, you nieces. Step out from in front of him.
Yes, Aunt Sapphire.
Sapphire, please. I'm begging you.
And now, Andy, what has you got to say?
Could you lend me $3 to take all these nieces to the Orpheum?
Now, here is something important. Be sure to be with us again next Friday night at this same time when Amos and Andy will have as their guests... Listen closely, folks. The guests next week will be... Jack Benny and Rochester. Yes, sir, both Benny and Rochester on the Amos and Andy Show next Friday night. Oh, say, wait a minute, folks. Amos and Andy are in their office now. Let's open the door and see if we can get a line on anything.
You mean to say, Andy, that you and the Kingfish is going to open up an employment agency?
Certainly we is. All kinds of employment work. If a fella needs a new valet, we'll get him one. If a valet don't like his boss, we'll get him a new job. Oh, Amos, it's going to be great.
Well, folks, I guess we can just about figure out what's going to happen to Jack Benny and Rochester next week. Don't forget to listen in. This program is broadcast to our armed forces everywhere. This is Harlow Wilcox, and before I say goodnight to you, for all of us, here's an important reminder. The Japanese still control lands from which we used to import 1 billion pounds of fats a year. That simple fact should persuade you of the absolute necessity of saving every drop of used kitchen fat and turning it in to your butcher. He'll pay you for it and give you 2 red points for every pound you turn in.